This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Folks, you can analyze every little piece of this for 1,000 years and get caught up in that. And we do that. It's important to understand the facets. But the most important thing to do is just pull back and know the globalists are exempt from everything they're doing to us, and they are trying to collapse society, destroy industrial society, to force depopulation. And during that crisis, again, they're going to pose as the saviors for the cascading problems they themselves have created. And so I want to play for you, on the heels of everything we just covered, a Rutgers professor. I mean, we see this kind of stuff every few minutes now. There's so many examples of this. This is not some rogue person. This is the standard garbage teaching that white people are committed to being villains. We got to take these mother effers out. This is a professor spewing this hatred on YouTube on a show called The Root. The Root is evil white people. Not evil globalists, not eugenicists, not the transhumanists. No, they're the ones funding this lady. She's funded by the university. AT&T, CNN, all the Fortune 1000, basically, led by the Fortune 100 and owned by BlackRock and the private Federal Reserve, they are funding this lady. Remember, just 10 years ago, it was only white professors saying whites are inherently evil. We got to get rid of them. They were trying to train to finally get enough black people on board so that white folks see this and hate black people. This is meant to create racism on both sides. This is just dirty, nasty, evil stuff right here. Here it is.
I think that white people are committed to being villains in the aggregate, right? The real sort of issue here, and I've heard people sort of say it, is one, I think that white people viscerally fear. It's not that white people don't know, right, what they have done. They know. They fear that there is no other way to be human but the way in which they are human, which is to, so, you know, like you talk to white people and whenever you really want to have a reckoning about it, they say stuff like, you know, it's just human nature. If y'all had all of this power, you would have done the same thing, right? And it's like, no, that's what white humans did. White human beings.
Okay, just I can't listen to it. Turn it off. Later I'll try to play the rest of it. But ladies and gentlemen, they are inflicting and poisoning the minds of black people that pay to go to public school, private school, because your parents pay one way or the other through the taxes, or to college, to hear that, oh my gosh, spaceships and airplanes and medicine and telecommunications, that came from white people predominantly, and so we can't have any part of that. So this is black people thinking, I'm a victim. I can't ever own a nice house. I can't have a nice car. I can't have good medicine for my children. I can't go on trips. I can't own a restaurant. I can't be a scientist. I can't be an heir. I mean, is you just saying this? Meanwhile, it's the education system that in predominantly black areas on purpose is designed to create zero literacy. I showed an article out of major cities in Maryland where they have zero pupils graduating from fifth grade into sixth grade and so on with any math proficiency. Zero proficiency scores. Zero passed. And that's the academic system, the same one that is putting her up there saying that white people inherently are bad, with some dude smiling and just like he's in Valhalla hearing this. Because the entire corporate system says this is right and this is true. And so these idiots get to be racist. They get to go out and proselytize and get paid by big corporations and taxpayer money to act like this. When if she went to Africa ever, she'd come back and kiss the ground in this country. And that's what happens. A lot of black folks go to Africa and come back. That's why there's a lot of Africans come here. And they do not like liberal, fake, leftist black Americans. They say, you people are crazy. You have no idea how blessed you are to live in the West. And again, people in the West were living in caves and you know, huts and everything before Christianity. And the African countries that are Christian are doing well. The ones that aren't. It's Christianity that will lift us all up. Whether you believe in it as real or an operating system, like got milk, got freedom, got Christianity, you need it. But instead, you get this big fat witch of racism up there saying I'm inherently bad because I'm white. You're nothing but a black Nazi. Burn in hell, you big old fat ugly witch. You better watch your ass around me. Introducing 50%off.com. It's just like it sounds, three words together, 50%off.com. And we have an exclusive deal with them to supply InfoWars-like products at least 50% off. You see, I've known this fellow for 15 years. He's a great marketer. He's got a lot of big shopping carts. And he heard me having a problem being able to buy enough product out in the future so that he helped us actually get more of the product. And that way, when we're sold out at InfoWars or when we're not doing a sale, he will then have InfoWars-like products at least 50% off. That's why the site is called 50%off.com. They've also got a lot of other great products as well that aren't ours. Survival gear, fitness, electronics, preparedness and more, all up to 50% off or more. But all InfoWars-like products like DNA Force Plus right now and, of course, Rainforest Ultra are 50% off at 50%off.com.
InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones. I used to be such a sweet, sweet thing to lay. Got a hold of me. I opened up a little old lady. I hit the fantasy.
I got no friends.
I got no friends because they read the papers.
They can't be seen.
They can't be seen.
With me.
With me.
Here we are, ladies and gentlemen. I got to tell you, the newspapers and the control corporate press don't have the power anymore. And so that's why they're trying to flood us with third world populations that come from squalor and tyranny so they won't know any better. And that's why they're trying to dumb people down, whether they be black or white or Hispanic or Asian, in the public schools. With numbers from across the country coming in, not just Maryland, of record numbers of schools where entire schools have zero passing grades in math or in English. They want a Tower of Babel, a Tower of Babel they control, so that when they carry out their planetary endgame of depopulation, no one knows what hit them. If you are a TV viewer, you probably noticed this big mural, this piece of art we have up here. And that is a piece of art that is actually a mural at the Denver International Airport. And people ask what it means. Well, the artist said it is a rendition of the Spanish Civil War. And it is anti-fascist. But if you look at what the left's actually doing today, it is fascist. And notice the rainbow is actually used as a weapon and turned into a spike of black death that then rains down fire on men, women, and children of every race, color, and creed. And isn't that what Fauci and the New World Order and the globalists are doing? Isn't Klaus Schwab a neo-fascist? Very, very interesting, isn't it? Okay. Let me tell you what's coming up this hour. We got a big hour lined up for you. Leo Zagami, the Vatican insider. I mean, I used to hear Zagami 15 years ago. And I thought, this guy's full of crap. There won't be a Jesuit pope. He won't then, there won't be, they won't have another pope step down, and then they'll have a new pope at the same time, moving them towards a council and not a pope. And then sure enough, everything he said happened like 6-7 years later, exactly as he said. So I really respect him, and he also took me into some castles and other crazy stuff when we were out there in Italy once. So he's definitely an insider who exposed the system. He's joining us bottom of the hour to talk about that meeting that just took place yesterday at the Eternal City outside Rome, Italy. So he's got some big geopolitical news for us at the bottom of the hour. Right now, let's plow into this news. Well, here it is. It's on InfoWars.com. But we don't just ask you to believe us. We have a copy of the bill here for you. That's kind of how we do it. Notice when Joy Reid called Tucker Carlson a white supremacist Holocaust denier last night, she did not show a clip of it, while she covers up for Fauci doing medical experiments and killing black children that we covered earlier. Somebody even showed you the proof and the articles and the names and everything. And we've got some more breaking news on that. The Clintons just apologized for secret radiation testing on foster children that killed thousands. Oh, that's back in the news, though. Clinton apologizes for radiation test experiments on children. But we'll get to that coming up. These are the bad guys, but the mad scientists that run things. That's the top of the pyramid. So let's get back to this. House Build Back Better bill, one they currently say they almost have the votes to pass, has $600 IRS reporting provision. It had been $700. They promised to take it out. That's why you knew they'd keep it in. And has two provisions. One, if you have over $10,000 of transactions, period, a year in your account, which the average person on minimum wage makes $16,000. People on welfare make $20,000. See how they incentivize that. But everybody will be watched in live time. No more Fourth Amendment to be tied to your social credit score. And now it's back in the bill again. House Build Back Better bill, which is, again, a whole other story. That's the UN Klaus Schwab Great Reset term, destroy everything and then take over society. House Build Back Better bill includes $600 IRS reporting provision. And here's the bill itself, page 1673, section 3406 in the Build Back Better text. And there it is, right there for you on screen, where anybody with $600 transactions will be tracked in live time by a giant computer system that's already in place, already watching what you do. They just want to get you ready for having money taken directly out of your account or your house being taken or anything else, just like they're doing in Australia that I covered earlier for you. But I'll tell you who won't be having money taken out of their bank accounts for not being good little slaves. Here it is. U.S. in talks to pay hundreds of millions of families separated at the border. Wall Street Journal. Biden is saying he wants to pay $450,000+ to each person who just claims they were separated from their parents, even though they had no ID. They don't care if it's an hour or a day. $450,000. So if you didn't think there wasn't a giant flood, if you didn't think the Mexican border police overwhelmed by 100,000 from the Caribbean that came up through Mexico, slamming across a few days ago with hundreds of thousands more coming. If you thought the Texas border totally swamped and totally collapsed wasn't insane enough, if you thought all the tuberculosis and the rest of it pouring across the border wasn't bad enough, we roll some of that footage of the border totally collapsed. If you didn't think that was bad enough, now anybody that goes to the NGOs set up by Soros that now run the Border Patrol and run ICE, they will determine, their lawyers will determine, who gets $450,000+ apiece. They will then launder the majority of that money back into the NGOs and into the, quote, liberal lawyers to then fund the next phase of the invasion and the takeover. So this is the purposeful replacement migration, breaking of the southern border. This is Europe was broken 110%. Organized by the UN, announced, prepared. And this is the middle class of Mexico and Central America, and the Caribbean coming in. This is the middle class, also with some criminals, smugglers, and others. But it is now the giant exodus. And by the way, I don't blame these people. They've been under a year and a half. In fact, they've done polls. International news groups have done polls. They say, why are you coming? They said, I owned a business or I had a farm. They don't let us farm. They don't let us sell businesses. We had to eat our livestock. We are starving. We have no other choice. So we go to the refugee center and they give us the debit card and they give us the pass and they tell us go to the north. And this is what's going on. And then, I mean, what did I say hundreds of times last year? Like I was a parrot. We got emails. We got calls. My family complained. They said, will you stop saying when the first world collapses, the third world dies? Will you stop saying that there'll be hundreds of millions pouring up here within a year and a half to 2 years, and the UN will organize it. And then that'll make us collapse. We know, Alex. Okay. But no one else was saying it, and now here we are. People hiding in trash cans. People eating out of trash cans. People hiding in trucks. People looting and robbing and carjacking and raping. And it's just total collapse. Desperate, 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 desperate people. While they pay the average American to not work, and while millions quit their jobs over the poison shots who were fired, and then the left and Soros have the nerve to say, oh, it's Striketober People are calling for the Great Reset. They're calling for Build Back Better. They're calling for universal basic income. That's why everyone's quitting their jobs, the firefighters, the firemen, the policemen. I say that because I don't want me to say that. All of that, the airline stewardesses, everybody quitting or being fired, and they go, oh, it's a communist rebellion. Good. Workers are quitting to stand up to the man and demand the Build Back Better universal income. Which once they bankrupt everybody, then they give you universal income tied to the debit card that controls every facet of your life. There's also the vaccine passport. You have to take poison to be able to have a job or get your money or live your life. And then on top of it, the carbon tax that tracks everywhere you go and what you do and decides if you're allowed to even travel. This isn't coming. It's here. Where are the governors? Where is Rand Paul? Where are the good Republican senators? There's only Alex Jones and Tucker Carlson. That's it. That's it. That actually tell you what's going on. That's it. Alex Jones, Tucker Carlson. I didn't see that on my bingo card 20 years ago, did you? When Tucker called me a horrible, evil person that tells horrible, evil, scary lies. Now he knows it's all real and says, I apologize, you're right. Now let's fight it. Because he has a soul. Do you have one? Because believe me, this is only going to get worse from here until we arrest the globalists. Stay with us.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being.
Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
For this is big news. And if I built this up, and if I said I was going to do a special emergency broadcast tomorrow, there'd be millions of extra people tuned in. It'd be a big deal. Others would care. Others would pay attention. It would get out there. But if it's hidden right in the middle of the show, even though a couple million people conservatively are tuned in, it'll go nowhere. A great example of the story I'm about to cover is Joe Rogan 2 weeks ago. He had Michael Malice on, I guess about a week and a half ago. And Michael Malice was talking about how powerful people are secretly taking ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine and budesonide. And Joe goes, yeah, my doctor, who's doctored a bunch of rich and powerful people, he's treated over 200 members of Congress, most of them Democrats. And he even said that, the name of his doctor and the rest of it. That didn't go anywhere for over a week. And then it got picked up because we basically found out about it. But that's an example of Joe had at least 10 million viewers on that show. I went and saw it. Hell, I had dinner with him the night after they did the show, and they talked about the show. I'd seen excerpts of it. I've seen them since, but I didn't know buried in there was a five-minute story about that because it was buried in the full show and was not put out as its own headline. That's why, man, you could take Joe's show every day, three, four, and put the stuff on there, and you could have dozens of articles written on that, but the system doesn't like what's on there, so they ignore it. And Joe and I were talking about that just the other night. So that's why it's so important for you when Joe has a good guest on or covers something huge to magnify it. Because I tracked it back on how it went viral to a day before yesterday when somebody with just a small Twitter account took the clip, saw it, and put it out, and then it went chain reaction. So you think you get a clip of my show or Joe's show, and oh, maybe 1,000 people see it on your Twitter or Instagram. But then somebody else copies it and they get 500,000 and then they get 2 million. And then 10 million people learn, oh, members of Congress are taking ivermectin, even though they tell me not to take it. And so they know Congress is lying to them. They know the Democrats are suppressing knowledge from them. And they know about something medically that can really help them and their family so they don't die. This is life-giving stuff, and it's so simple. But you hear me talk a lot about my biggest frustration is the show is huge. But if I do a special report, it breaks through. If I just do it on the show, it's like, oh, that's just the show. No, this is not just the show. Each section is a bunch of key stuff we're covering. It's guests we're having, and it's particular things we're focusing on. So I am going to do an emergency transmission tomorrow. I've got a film crew here already interviewing me in the morning, and then I'm going to tape to air, like it's live, at 2 p.m., and it should be able to air by about 5 p.m. tomorrow. And I'm going to go through all these documents then and really flesh it out and describe how nightmarish this takeover revolution is going to be, so people understand not just the current stuff they're hitting us with, but how bad it's about to get if there isn't a giant awakening to this right now. And I'm asking you to be like that person on Twitter 3 days ago that watched Joe Rogan's podcast, and out of the millions and millions that watched it, no one thought to take that clip out. I went and checked. So for a week and a half, nobody went and got the clip. Nobody put it out. And then finally, that person did it. In fact, I meant to print off their name and, chose an example, but then Twitter would just ban that person because Again, they don't want that chain reaction happening. It's important that Joe reaches his regular audience. It's important I reach my regular audience. But this is a launch point to the other people that don't know. They're the ones we're trying to get to. That goes back to the prodigal son story in the Bible. Whether you believe the story happened or not, it's a great story that teaches a lot. And you know the story, right? The younger son asked for his inheritance. That's basically like 20% of the father's wealth. It's under that form of Jewish law. The firstborn would get 80%. And he says, I want my money. His dad's rich, gives him the money. He runs off for a decade, spends it all. Everybody's fake. He gets robbed. He gets hurt. He comes back, crawling back to his dad, learning all the people were fake and were garbage. And he says, Dad, I'm sorry. I apologize. And he gave him a new suit. They said, kill the best heifer we've got, the best veal we've got. Let's have a big party in the village. My son has returned. And the faithful son looked at him and said, my God, you never had a party for me. You never gave me your finest cloak. You never threw a party for me. You never did this. You never killed the best heifer for me. And he looks at his son, his number one son, and he says, you never ran off. You never did what your younger brother, who's an idiot, did. I love him so much. Can you imagine how much I love you? I love you way more. You don't want to see what I'd do if you ran off and did this. I couldn't handle it. I couldn't deal with it. But your idiot brother's back, and he's apologizing. We love him. So let's try to get him on the straight and narrow here. And that's it. We're trying to get the prodigal sons and daughters. But that's who we want, is the idiots, the morons that are in a coma. Because they're going to be used as a weapon against us in the collapse. And God's watching, and God doesn't want us to just join the globals and say, yeah, they're a bunch of idiots. They sure dumbed down the public. Yeah, they're a bunch of morons. They're going to put us in a position with billions of third world people clawing at us, coming in our homes, breaking in, attacking us. And you're going to be forced to defend yourself, so they're going to put you in a position to make you do that. So what am I going to cover tomorrow? This is a large stack, as you can see. A lot of this is already public knowledge, but the key to it all is not. The Davos Group has announced, and there's links to it in this article, that they're going to put nanotech in your food to vaccinate you and help you, whether you like it or not. 10 secrets that you didn't know about nano entities. And remember that big globalist Davos Group high priest Fari that I talked about yesterday? Where he said, we're going to take over your body whether you like it or not. This is the new revolution. You're going to have nano entities in you. They will take over your brain. Well, here it is. Integration of nanomaterials into the entire food supply. Installation of AI nanoparticles for agro-food inspection. Hybrid probes installed into foods that insert platforms into your body. Injection of nanobodies into your food. And they're saying you must have this. The World Economic Forum informed us that our food supply was going to be disrupted. Oh! Beginning last year, Agro-Food Safety Inspection is going high-tech with newly constructed hybrid micro-nano entities. See, now they have rice. Yes, you read that correctly. Hybrid nano entities, and these nano entities, these life forms, are not only going to be in the food supply, but also pharmacological products. Oh, like they already injected into us and lied about. There is much speculation about what these entities are over the next few weeks. We will become somewhat familiar with them as they pop up across the commercial market. Oh, my goodness. Kind of like GMO salmon that's part insect just showed up 6 months ago on the East Coast, and they said, we're not going to tell you if it's GMO, but we're letting you know it's out there now. They served at restaurants, and you can buy it here and there. We're just doing it. We're doing it. It's like an attack. Paratroopers out of the sky. Red Dawn. Use whatever allegory you want. The attack on Arakeen and Dune. Whatever you want. Whatever analogy you want. It's boom, boom, boom. They're blowing us up right now. Just, Woo! We are in crazy town right now. I mean, we are in frickin' crazy town. Stay with us.
Ultimate Bone Broth is back and better than ever, and 20% off plus free shipping and double Patriot points for our new sale. After years of being off the shelves, we're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas ever, and it's now been reformulated and is even stronger. It's Ultimate Bone Broth Plus. It's got concentrated high quality chicken broth protein, turmeric root that's so amazing, chaga mushroom, bee pollen, goji berry, alfalfa herb powder, and then it's got added magnesium and potassium for electrolytes. It's got real organic cocoa bean powder with natural chocolate flavor and a touch of sea salt. It even tastes better than the last formula, and what it does for your body is simply amazing. Again, it has that cutting-edge chicken broth protein isolate powder for better flavor and dissolvability. You're going to love this, and what it does for your joints, what it does for your body, what it does for your bones is simply amazing, and it helps fund the InfoWar. This is really the best bone broth out there, so get yours at InfoWarsStore.com today.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Evil we see being poured out onto the planet right now, all the pedophilia, all the racism, all the attacks on capitalism in America and Christianity, is a globalist behavioral psychologist revolution known as the Great Reset. And that's why you see all the major institutions, all the big banks, all the corporations, that's why you see the Vatican, all of this showing that the power of this earth, the God of this world, the fallen one, is making his move and is in control for a short time, that God allows him to be to test us. And here it is from the Davos Group Stone website. I want to show this to listeners. Here's the actual patents. It's being announced food as production and delivery vehicles for human vaccines. Grow and eat your own vaccines, University of California. Functional hybrid micro nanoparticles promote agro-food safety inspection. And the Davos Group announcements right here, where they say, we're already putting nanoparticles in all your food to track and trace what you eat and what's happening with the food. And this is what we're doing to save the earth because of coming food shortages because of COVID-19. But it was the COVID-19 lockdowns, not COVID-19, that caused 25 million extra people to starve to death and 200 million people on the verge of death. And so they're saying, we're doing this now, and we're now having food inspection systems around the world test your food with nanoparticles that are mechanical and biological. Just like Pepsi, it came out a decade ago, test their flavoring with a test using fetal cells. This is all based on industrial level immortal cell lines. You don't know what those are? I suggest you look it up. There's two main cell lines they use. One was an aborted baby at 8 months of a Caucasian. One was a black lady who died in 1951. And for some reason, their cells never die. And so they can use the cells. They say they've grown the equivalent of 20-something million of her. They don't grow the whole body. They grow her cells. But in her weight of the black lady that died in 1951. Don't believe me? Just type in immortal cell line. So that's what they're doing with these immortal cell lines. And this is beyond any science fiction movie. It's a total nightmare. So I wanted to throw that out at you as well. Leo Zagami's a best-selling author, researcher. He's probably the best Vatican expert in the world. He is exiled, as a political prisoner here in America. We're happy to have him. And, of course, he brought us around the Vatican and surrounding areas many years ago when I went there to do a report on what's happening. But he's now here. And he joins us to talk about the big events with Biden and what really happened at the Vatican yesterday and more, and these huge world events. So thanks for coming on short notice. Saw you on with Harrison Smith this morning on American Journal. Thought you did a great job. So thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me on. And definitely today is a very important day because Joe Biden met with Pope Francis and they, of course, discussed what's going to be also discussed in the future COP26 meeting that will be held soon also in Scotland. So we have a lot happening, and Pope Francis, of course, gave as a gift also his encyclical Fratelli Tutti, All Brothers, which is a clearly Masonic encyclical that the Pope has done to formulate and bring even further the project for his one world religion, which is coming together. So the Pope has been very busy, more as a geopolitical, political leader than as a religious leader, as you know. And of course, Biden said he's a very important leader in this moment, especially when it comes to the subject of climate change, because as you remember, a few years ago, I think it was 2015, and we discussed it when the Pope arrived also in America, but then he launched his encyclical, which is dedicated to basically climate change. So the Pope is all over the place when it comes down to the New World Order. He's definitely one of the key figures. And he has just appointed Jeffrey Sachs, which is a very controversial figure, as you know, a very controversial economist who let millions of people starve in countries like Russia in the past. Jeffrey Sachs has just been appointed to the Pontifical Academy of Social Sciences. And we have also that in the fold, as well as the discussions that the Pope had with Joe Biden regarding the censorship. Because, as you remember, a couple of weeks ago, the Pope invited the social networks, the internet companies, for much tighter censorship and control of the freedom of speech. That definitely is something that...
And that's where I was going next. I mean, if anybody ever doubted that this black Pope, meaning Jesuit Pope, that you were the only person to predict 6-7 years before it happened, you even said his name, would be a tool of the devil. I mean... I'm not attacking Catholics in general. I'm not attacking Christians, and I'm not judging people, but you judge a tree by its fruits. I mean, this guy might as well be wearing red pajamas with a pitchfork. Who is he really? I mean, is he consciously an agent of Satan, or why is he pushing such an evil anti-Christian world government open borders agenda?
He's a Jesuit. He's the first Jesuit pope in history, and he's being called to have a very unusual role after Ratzinger, who, as you know, was forced to resign by the Jesuit mafia that is basically the one behind his resignation, known as the Mafia of St. Gallen in Switzerland. So what happened is that this Pope has a mission, which is to completely destroy any remain of Christianity within the Catholic faith, which was already shrinked of the last remains during the Second Vatican Council, which was this important gathering that reformulized the Catholic faith in the early, until the middle of the 60s. It took place in the first half of the 1960s. And this event was very important because Freemasonry, which is now completely corrupt, took control of this Vatican Council and literally gave birth to what is now being unleashed fully by Pope Francis. So this one world religion ideology that also is, of course, putting on a pedestal science, not God in the end. It is science that Pope Francis worshipped, not God.
Isn't that a breaking point for a lot of traditional Catholics and people, period, that have any morals? That these vaccines are made with fetal tissue and dead people's tissue, and just from a health perspective, you shouldn't take that. A lot of the big Orthodox Jewish councils are saying don't take it, period, because of that. But he's telling us we need to take this. In fact, he said basically, you're not a Christian if you don't. That sounds pretty evil to me.
Yes, and thanks God we have still some voices of dissent, like we discussed earlier this morning with the American journal, Harrison. Yes, the Archbishop Vigano, this figure that used to be the Vatican representative here in the U.S. until 2016, he has warned U.S. Bishop about the COVID jab. He actually warned them and said that the Great Reset wants billions of chronically ill people. So,
that's right. He just came out. That's why I wanted to get you on, too. In fact, I was already wanting to get you on before I started with Harrison. When we come back, I want to ask you about the particular bishop. We have a few seconds now, but he came out and said it is no one should take the shot and that it's basically poison. That he's about the bravest major Christian figure out there right now.
Yeah, I mean, he's a controversial figure. Like I said to Harrison, there is some doubts regarding him, mostly because he has never really been excommunicated, and the Pope has never had the courage to kick him out. But I think that mostly that is because he has untold secrets and things he could use himself to blackmail the
Absolutely.
Pope.
The Pope's scared of him, the so-called Pope. We'll be right back with Leo Zagami. Stay with us.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Back live on the Alex Jones Show. Leo Zagami is our guest for two more segments, and then I'm going to hit the massive attack on Tucker Carlson, who's hit a nerve when he comes out with his new documentary series, The Coup Against the People, The Purge Against the American Population, that's got the system so incredibly scared, talking about false flags, the federal agents, because they want to brand the American people as the new terror threat, as the official policy of the Pentagon, the CIA, you name it, being Christian conservatives. That's why it's called The Plot Against the People is the official name. And it's got the system scared because there's actually an American left. There's actually somebody with a big platform telling the truth. So that's coming up. And then we have one of the leaders of the movement in New York against forced inoculations, who's also in the top of the music charts, joining us in the last 30 minutes of the next hour. But going back to Leo Zagami, Leo, I always ask questions and you answer my questions. But you always, when I see you on other shows, when you have your own agenda, cover amazing stuff. What is front and center for you in the world right now with the developments with China, with the United States? How does the Vatican tie into this? Why did Biden just go to the Vatican? What's the inside baseball that nobody else knows but you? Because I know you always have stuff that nobody else knows other than the insiders and yourself because of all your contacts. I won't go through it, but the P2 Lodge and an insider in the Vatican and the rest of it from your aristocratic family in Italy.
Well, the Vatican, and in particular the papacy of Pope Francis, is the Chinese papacy, because since the beginning they have been corrupt by China, receiving immense quantities of money and staying silent on the persecution even of Catholics themselves. Recently we had the arrest of another bishop in China, and the Pope is not saying anything about it, because they have also made an official deal in 2018, and this official deal is also a secret deal that we are not really allowed to know what's written in this deal between the Vatican and China. So there has been bishops, priests in China tortured simply because they don't want to join the patriotic church and obey to the rules that are dictated not by the Vatican but rather by the Chinese Communist Party. Regarding the meeting of today with Joe Biden and Pope Francis, also very important is the subject of this woke ideology, which the Jesuits have been promoting in their own publication here in the U.S., which is called America, which is the main Jesuit publication here in the United States, which invited Catholics to literally embrace being woke as part of our faith tradition. I'm quoting them here. So they said that basically it's unjust to mock the term woke because that's something done by right-wing people, and that basically we should not follow that, and with the political right basically using to weaponize it. So a firm criticism and a full support of the woke ideology, as well as critical race theory, and of course abortion, it's a very important subject today because it's been discussed by the U.S. Conference of Bishops, which is the one that Bishop Viganò addressed with his open letter a few days ago, in which he says also all those things regarding the experimental vaccine that he calls an experimental drug that has not been approved but only authorized for administration by the bodies in charge. So he's very clear about the fact that there is a lot of danger in using these vaccines, and they might ruin people and whole generations, because it's not only ruining yourself, you're transmitting then this whole thing to your son, your grandson.
That's right, it gets into your very, very genetics, creating spike protein forever. It's an assault on our very DNA. It's synthetic. Let's expand on that. How is it affecting people that are actually conservative or Christian in the Catholic Church? Well, most Catholics I know are nice people, and they hate this Pope. I mean, he's so obviously not even Christian, much less following Catholic doctrines. He's a globalist, New World Order, transhumanist, woke monster, saying Europe shouldn't even exist, in quotes. So what is that generating out there with the Catholics, you know, not just here but around the world?
Well, there is, of course, a lot of controversy, especially with traditional Catholics. But now, in the last couple of weeks, there is actually a controversy within the actual Society of Jesus, within the Jesuits, after two fully vaccinated Jesuits who are very close, who used to be very close to Pope Francis, died one after the other on the 13th and 14th. On the 13th and 14th of October, so they died in proximity with each other. Then their own funeral was celebrated in the Mother Church of the Jesuits in Rome, and apparently this has brought a lot of Jesuits, who are the scientists of the church, let's not forget that. The Jesuits are usually the more intellectual, the ones who are dedicated to the studies of science, and they are starting to wonder, why are we being forced into this vaccination if after we have such negative results? So the Pope had to also fight this internal war in the last few weeks, especially because one of the two people who died was a very well-known priest in Africa who was fighting HIV and AIDS. So he was rather known as a dean of the Pontifical Gregorian University, which is the university, the main Jesuit university in Rome. So this has definitely shocked a lot of people, the death of these two fully vaccinated Jesuits that died this month. And so there is a lot of criticism towards the vaccines, but nobody is saying anything because the Pope himself says that we need to all vaccinate ourselves. He's almost excommunicating the people who criticize the vaccines. So it's like you don't want to be criticized by the Pope, so basically most people stay silent. And we know, of course, that these two fully vaccinated Jesuits might have been immunocompromised individuals with serious problems. But apparently they were both in good health. So, as I said, even within the company of Jesus, there is some criticism now.
Well, that's the thing is we've had a lot of big CEOs and globalists die for the shots and executives in big tech. I mean, we're talking presidents, vice presidents. I mean, they're really doing it. They're really getting on board with the transhumanism. And a lot of them even have heart attacks. They say, oh, I'm still going to take more shots, even though I had a heart attack from it. It's Stockholm syndrome.
And a lot of people ask me, but why are they killing themselves? Why are they suicidal? Well, I reply regarding, in the case of these Jesuits, I wrote an article on my website. The thing is that they have, of course, people who are spendable, people who are not spendable. I mean, if you have taken the fourth vow and you are a particular kind of Jesuit, then you might not die of the vaccine because you might have probably never took the vaccine, no?
Exactly. They only give the insiders the word on what to do and what not to do.
And then there is another thing that happened recently. All the Jesuit universities in the U.S. have been forced into taking the vaccination, I think, aside from one, and even their seminars. You can't become a Jesuit without taking the jab today. And the same thing is for the majority of priests now. Most seminars are requiring...
Well, what an incredible cult. LeoZagami.com. I want to do 5 more minutes with you on the Jesuits and the fourth vow you just talked about. A few secrets with you. I'll get you back up for a full hour sooner. Hey, if you want to take tomorrow for that special report, I'll get you on for 30 minutes. Commercial free. We really appreciate him coming on short notice. LeoZagami.com. Find his amazing books and inside intel. Nobody's more accurate about the Vatican than he is. He's amazing. We'll come back to him after the break. I'm going to hit that big news. Another guest joins us. But first, there's supply chain breakdowns. In fact, that's what I'm going to cover next hour, that are getting worse and worse. We know why it's happening. We know where it's going to go. We know how to stop it, but Joe Biden and the globalists don't want to stop it. I'm telling everybody, you need to get your storable food now. If you don't have it, wherever you get it, you need to get it. We have really high quality at very low prices at InfoWarsStore.com that's ready to ship to you right now. And there's 10% off until November 15th, and then that's the last sale of the year. And next year, the prices are going to go up because of inflation. InfoWarsStore.com or PrepareWithAlex.com. Also, we are running the new big special. In fact, I've got my little print up right here for Black Friday. Comes early. We do it in the first half of November every year, and I'm launching it right now because things are crazy. So for 2 weeks, you can get store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and 50% off BrainForce Plus back in stock. Ultimate Bone Broth Formula sold out for years, now back upgraded, 20% off. And free shipping. Ultra 12, highest quality B12, taken under the tongue. It is 60% off, unprecedented sale. Alpha Power to supercharge your libido, stamina, and energy. 40% off. Knockout, the great sleep aid. 50% off. Living Defense Plus to flush out the parasites and have great gut health. 50% off. All of it, free shipping, double Patriot points. Pure turmeric extract with 95% humanoid. 40% off, free shipping, double Patriot points. And it goes on and on and on. The activated charcoal toothpaste and mouthwash. 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now, so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text G-O-L-D to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.